We are, hold on to your seats, about to embark on an audio adventure. I'm Rhonda McBride, your host for this hour. Now, I don't know if you folks have noticed it, you listeners out there, but at the very top of the hour, that's what we call it when, you know, it's 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock, but you're hearing something new on KTOO and all of its sister stations. I just want to play you a little sample of that. Isn't that cool? That's what we call in our business an audio ID. And we are joined by Ed Littlefield, a jazz artist and composer who composed and produced these music beds for KTOO. And we also have with us Gina Varney, KTOO's marketing director, who worked with Ed to develop what we call in our business, again, audio ID. So I'm going to start off with you, Ed, and maybe you can tell us how you came about just fusing Tlingit culture and jazz. I don't think there are very many people in the world that actually do that. Welcome.
Kanachish, yeah. It's actually interesting because we talk about fusing in an interesting way. I am just releasing the music that's within me. So it's kind of more than just fusing. It's the music that is inside of us. And so I really like combining the two worlds that I grew up with, the Tlingit culture and Western music. And so Gina came up and sent me an email and said, hey, we want you to do this project. It's due in about a month. About 6 months later, we got it done. So it was one of those things where, you know, being during a pandemic, it's difficult to turn in stuff and work with other people and check in and stuff. So it was really fascinating. I started with the phrase Tlingit Ani and the call sign K2OO. And I went there, and I can explain that later or right now. But
well,
that's where I was.
Yeah. Gina Varney is also with us, and maybe we should start by explaining the concept of an audio ID, because we always hear you're listening to KTOO, but why is an audio ID a little bit different?
Yeah, so as you stated when you introduced me, I'm the marketing manager here as well as the membership manager, and so I'm in charge of, you know, being the brand ambassador for KTOO, and normally when you know, that's an internal thing, branding. But normally what that means is like a company logo, what you see, the visual elements of a company. And so KTO is going through a rebranding. And since we're radio, we figured a signature sound or an audio logo, audio ID, however you want to say it, but that signature sound for radio, because, hey, what do? We're radio. But not only for radio, too, we're also using this on KTOO 360 TV as well. So it's got multiple uses that we found. And we were just so excited to partner with Ed on this because we really wanted somebody who knew our work and knew what this community means to us and how we could just bring all of that into those 6-7 notes that you hear at the top of the hours now.
Well, was it your intent, though, to incorporate Tlingit undertones into these audio IDs?
So it was really important for KTOO, you know, the whole team, the organization, for us to really respect where obviously our building sits on fill that was once Tidelands. And so it's part of our efforts to really uplift all of the voices in our community. And of course, with the language revitalization of Tlingit, you know, is really a big part of this project and why we chose to work with Ed because of his background. And just, we knew that he would get it. He would just get it and would produce some amazing tones for us.
Well, you would not hear this next ID probably anywhere in the lower 48. I can't imagine. So let's listen. This is just a short one, 6 seconds.
Tlingit Ani.
Wow. Ed, tell me about the concept for that. I just love the way the drum reverberates in that.
Yeah, that was actually the last little part that we worked on for that. You know, we write a bunch of things and it gets thrown away, and then we write some more stuff and that gets thrown away or changed or modified. So that's how that works. But just to give you a little backstory, in addition to, if I went da dee da, everyone would go NBC. If I went da-dum, everyone would say Netflix, or most people that watch Netflix would say Netflix. So that's kind of the vibe we're going. So as you're walking around around town, go da-da-dee-do-dee. Go ahead and sing it. I dare you.
Da-da-dee-da-do. You know, I could not be in choir because I sing half-tone harmonies.
It's all right. You can just sing the rhythm.
Da-da-dee-da-do. Gina, you got to do it if I got to do it.
Do 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 do.
You did that pretty well.
The KTOO is. I did something pretty interesting. It's essentially putting the English alphabet over the musical alphabet to get those notes D F A A D, and so that's KTOO spelled out in the musical alphabet. I don't want to get too into it, but like you put the musical alphabet A B C D E F G A B C D E F G A B C D and then line it up with A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R S T V and then you spell out words. So K T O O spells out D F A A, which is D F A D D A D A D is what I meant to say. D A D A D. Anyway, that's where I got the melody. Combining the Thlinget Ani, I just thought it was we're in Southeast Alaska. It's like the it should be tied to where we're at. So a lot of radio stations might have a little disconnect with their populations because of that. And I don't think K2OO does now because it's an inspired by Thlinget sonic ID that's going to be all over the place.
Well, that's really interesting how you created this sort of keyboard and you overlaid the scale over it and just kept repeating the scale to find K and O and O. Or KT and then O and O. That seems almost a bit cosmic to do something like that. Because it's not random that you chose these notes. It kind of reminds me of that movie about the UFOs that come and they generate these tones for us to communicate with us. I can't remember the name of the movie. Do you remember that? But these were
Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yes. And they were very special tones. So let's play one more. Now, this is a longer music bed, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about what was involved with this after we hear it. That obviously is maybe designed to be able to read something over that. But you've got these kinds of music beds in different moods. What were you going for?
Well, we've got, you know, you've got a handful of radio stations, right, inside of K2O. And so we were looking for three different versions, one sort of a news, and Gina, jump in here, a news one that could go under the morning news or stuff like that, of a rock station and a swing version. So,
wow. So, Gina, did you think that you would get this kind of variety of sounds and moods from starting with a sort of Thlinket overtones in this?
Well, you know, we went into the project with hey, we want to do this, and here's some ideas and samples from other stations. Here's things we don't like, here's things we do like. And we kind of really, it was just like a free form between both parties. You know, it was like, Ed, we trust your expertise, put your flair in there. And we also just needed keep in mind with our audiences on each station that it matched that tone on each station. And so that's how the three different versions were born.
So let's play this one because I think this is interesting that, Ed may be proving that Thlinket overtones and Thlinket flavors can go with just about any kind of music. This one is the rock and roll master. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
gosh, I wish this were longer. It would be fun to just kind of rock out to this.
Yeah, that's another little part. It has to be a minute long, right?
Right.
For the intro before you know, the news starts at whatever 3:01 or 4:02, whatever, or 4:01. So yeah, you kind of got to fit it in there. But that was really fun. You can't see us probably jamming out, rocking out, but that was fun. I played everything on that as well in my little studio, except for the guitar. So I had my friend play the guitar part over it and mix and master it as well. But yeah, that was kind of fun just to kind of experiment and keep that melody, right? Keep that motif going throughout without it just being blatant, you know, ba-da-dee-da-da, over and over and over again. So
well, you play so many instruments. I always thought that percussion was your main instrument, but you seem to have mastered others.
I can play other instruments. I don't know about mastering, but I can play the trumpet at a decent level. I did a recording on some violin for the Thlinget Christmas Carol in September, October, which was fun. Percussion is mainly it, but you know, I can play a little keyboard, which means I can do some MIDI tracks on my computer and things like that.
So we've got another one to play, and maybe you can set this one up. This one has organ overtones in this. So what is this piece of music all about?
So the swing versions, I wanted to give Gina one version that was not a soloing on the main themes instrument. So on the main theme is the vibraphone, and little good guitar underneath it. But I wanted to do another organ solo. So I whipped out the piano, whipped out the organ, and started playing just a solo over the top. And I also did some trumpet backgrounds over the top of that as well.
My goodness, percussion and trumpet. So here we go. This is the organ version. That ends, feels kind of big band like.
Sharp nine chord.
For those people who don't know what a vibraphone is or you haven't seen one, can you tell us what it is and it's, what it adds?
Yeah, it's actually the sound that you hear for NBC. So Lionel Hampton is a famous jazz musician, went into the studio to record with Louis Armstrong. He said, hey, you should play that instrument over there. Anyway, he was in the NBC studios. He's doing a recording on drums, and they said, hey, we want a vibe solo. And a vibraphone was sitting in the back room, and he just pulled it out and then became one of the most inspiring jazz vibraphone players of all time and jazz musicians. But anyway, It's a metal instrument, so metal bars. It's got tubes like a xylophone and marimba. And the cool part is it has fans that go in and out, and so it gets this wah, 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 wah sound. And so when you hear the NBC theme, you all are going to go listen out, go to YouTube and listen to the NBC theme now, because it goes thum, bum, bah, wah, 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 wah. You hear that wah, wah sound. And so that's the vibraphone. In a nutshell.
All right, let's hear it. Here we go. you just in your mind's eye see this kind of conductor lifting up his arms and telling people to stop at that moment? Wow. So, Gina, I'm going to put you on the spot. Which one of these was your favorite?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to go with the rock version.
Okay. So let's hear number five again. This is the rock version.
Everybody dance on that second part.
Yeah, we want your arms up in the air and your hips swaying. You know, my favorite, though, was the very last one that we played before this, the vibes. So did you prove something through this project, Ed, that you could put Tlingit flavors and overtones and every kind of music just about? You don't have classical here, though.
I don't have classical, but the closest one is that the first one that goes under the news theme, just the regular full master. But I think my friend Jason Marsalis said folk musics are meant to be put together, and you can't get more folk or people than a radio station in a community. Like, that is ultimately what it's all about. And so the music should be from the community, or at least the area of the broadcast area. And so I don't think I proved anything. I just show that it is possible that we can all share the music that is within us in a respectful way. So,
well, it's wonderful. And just before we go, just wanted to ask you what you are up to these days.
Wow. A lot of online teaching, which is great. I've been doing some virtual residencies for Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. Been teaching some lessons, some drum lessons. I did three plays in the last 6 months, 7 months. So mostly for Perseverance Theater. I've recorded big band tunes in my studio on drum set. I've done about five or might be up to 10 now. Eight to 10 of those tracks. And I played one gig, I think, in a year. So it was a socially distant gig. But if you're interested, there is a show in Sitka. It's a fundraiser for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, a Van Halen tribute show. And I'm pretty sure it's streaming. They're going to allow 125 people in to a 620 person auditorium. Everybody's going to be spaced out, but we're going to do a Van Halen tribute show.
Actually where I first met you years ago was at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. And I think you were teaching percussion there and maybe,
still do.
Maybe saxophone. I don't know. Was that one of your instruments? Maybe not.
You don't want to hear me play the saxophone.
Okay. But I remember that you were very much active on that campus working with the kids. That's a great program. And I hope that they're able to carry it on as much as they can in this time of COVID. So, well, I want to thank both of you for being with us, Ed Littlefield and Gina Varney. Thanks for joining us.
Gunas cheesh.
Gunas cheesh.